you know, we bear the elements, whatever they may be, and, you know, wintertime, summertime, we got to try to play good football, so it's no different when, you know, we're in the rain, so it was a good day today.
Whether you're off on the sides or you're on the practice field, it's 5 days of practice.
Yeah.
Just the idea of getting that attrition in, getting the idea of being out there, that's for long period.
No question, man. It's training camp, and we don't have 2-a-days anymore, but we do have long padded practices, just like, you know, it is in the game, and we're trying to get acclimated to that and, you know, get ready for the season.
Danny, was this unexpected for you, the way the camp started? Like, were you full go, and then did you have to sort of throttle it down a little bit and then back up, or was it sort of part of the math, you know, what you expected all along?
The main deal is just to be ready for, you know, for the first game of the year and, you know, have my body ready to go, and that was just the idea. You know, the plan was never set in stone, but having ability to adapt and, you know, come out here and get work every day and get better every day is the goal, and no different today. So.
And big picture, just being back here, I mean, the last 3 off seasons, I think everyone knows you've made some sacrifices to decide to be back here.
Yeah.
Why? Like, why is that important to you to do?
You know, I love playing for this city. I love playing for this team, and I love the atmosphere, you know, coach brings when we walk in the building every day. You know, I want to play good football. I feel like this is the place where, I'll be able to challenge myself and play the best football I can. And, ultimately that's why I'm here.
Danny, you've been here long enough to understand the transformation in the wide receiver room, and you've gone from being a very good group to a group that a lot of people would consider elite, with Brandon joining on board, Malcolm in his second year. How have you seen that transformation in that wide receiver room?
There's no question. I've seen a lot of guys come in and out of the room, but we have a lot of work to do, man. We've been putting some good work in OTAs, good work into the start of this camp, and we got a new team coming into town next Monday, and we're excited to, you know, ramp up and hit somebody else for a change, and you know, see where we kind of stack up, where we need to improve, get some film and just get better, man. We definitely have some guys in the room that have played, you know, have good experience in the league, and you know, we're trying to, you know, mold and just get better every day, man.
Do you ever, like, though, think about, you know, the different types of personnel that have come through here and the guys that have stayed, obviously, mm-hmm. yourself, Julian, and the way you guys have grown together?
I mean, like I said, there's a lot of guys that have come in and out one reason or another, but, you know, we really try to focus on the guys that are in the building or in the house, in the room now, and, you know, we're working every day, communicating every day, and we're excited about the, you know, the season to open up, and you know, we got a lot of work to do to get there. So
you obviously didn't participate in training camp last year, so how nice is it to be able to be out there and be a part of, you know, this off-season work this time around?
I love football. Anytime, and if it's OTAs, you know, off-season, I'm throwing in the backyard or just in training camp, whatever it is, I love being out there. Whenever I can get out there, you know, it's a good day. So
that said, did you, after the way the season ended last year, did you think maybe go out on a high note, go out that way, or did you feel like you had more to play?
I still have more to play, man. I my body feels really good. You know, I feel the best I've felt in a long time, so I'm you know, excited to get out there, kind of, you know, get some reps, get some more plays, you know, into the preseason and go from there.
Your body feeling good, Danny, and, you know, and you're not a full go. Are you itching to get out to practice, or do you understand that there's a benefit to maybe dialing it back at a certain point of the year to make sure you're ready?
I mean, week 1? I learned a lot of different things. You know, if sometimes the coaches do a good job of holding me back, and if I were to get out there too soon, or if I wasn't, you know, ready, or if I had something that was bothering me a little bit, I would play through it, and sometimes it would make things worse. So you know, I feel like pace is a huge part of being successful through preseason and then on into the season, and it's you know, I like to go full speed all the time, and you know, sometimes it's good to, you know, right now I'm kind of easing into it and getting ready.
Danny, you mentioned feeling as good as you have in a long time. How do trips to Montana contribute to that?
It's a lot of good work out there. I know that. It's high altitude, so oxygen is a factor. And it's any time you get to get extra reps or just work on your craft is good. That's why we're here. So.
Did you take any time? I know you said you feel as good as you felt in a long time, but did you take any time after the season to at least contemplate, whether or not you would come back, or did you know right after the Super Bowl you were going to be back again?
No, I want to play football for some more time. I'm not done yet. So wherever that may be, wherever it is, it's I want to play football at a high level. And this is where it's going to be. So I love it here, and I'm trying to make this team and try to fulfill my role, whatever that may be, try to expand my role, whatever that may be, try to be here for my teammates and try to win games. So that's why I'm here.
Any modeling gigs lined up?
Danny, I saw you got tangled up with Gilmore for a second there. Was that sort of, fun in a way to be back in that competitive setting?
Yeah, no, it was nothing serious. It was just, it was my first block of the camp, so it's good to get, get some physicality to the game. So I like that, so it was good.
Cool. Thanks, Danny.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Danny.